I know who you are, he whispered.
What do you mean?
She asked.
I demand to know what I am doing here.
A wave of pain rolled over Catalina as she was punched in the stomach and lost her breath. She gasped for air. So did I. I bent over and felt like throwing up. I felt Caspian's arm on my shoulder. I fought hard not to lose the vision, not to lose Catalina. I wanted to stay with her and make sure she was all right. The images were flickering, but soon returned.
If you keep refusing to cooperate, Catalina, then you will leave me with no choice,
I heard Alexandru say. He sighed.
I'll have to leave you alone with my boys.
What do you want from me?
Catalina asked in a strong voice.
It's not so much of a question about what I want, as it is a question about what you want. What do you want, Catalina?
I want to go to the bathroom, she answered.
A fist hit her in the face. She gasped in pain.
Wrong answer,
Alexandru said. There was a brief silence where Catalina, in her mind, traveled back to her childhood memories, but not for long. It was mixed with the voices from the room and a radio somewhere. Then a brutal slap knocked her off the chair and onto the floor, where she landed on her face. I jumped and grabbed Caspian's hand. He pulled me close and held me tight. I felt warm tears streaming across my face while I heard strange voices pressing in on Catalina. Then someone pulled her up violently. Hands were on her body, touching her, grabbing her. Then more fists hit her. Voices blended with each other, and she could no longer understand what they were saying. Some were yelling, almost screaming at her. She was paralyzed with fear and confusion while they pushed and shoved her, beat her, and pulled off her blouse. She screamed for them to stop and,
"No, don't do that,"
but soon gave it up. She didn't know how much longer she could hold her strength, how long she would be able to endure this. Then, as she felt herself drift in and out of consciousness, they suddenly left her alone on the cold floor. She heard steps, then more voices this time, very low, like whispering. Then there was a silence, and Catalina fought to keep awake, to not drift out of consciousness again. Footsteps approached, then stopped right in front of her. She heard Alexandru's voice again, and hands on her body helping her get to her feet. She was put in her chair again, and someone helped her get her blouse back on.
Now, look what they did to you,
Alexandru exclaimed.
We really don't want that to happen again, do we?